Hello and welcome back to your favorite podcast, Only We Care, the podcast where Franny and I talk about the things that only we care about in the hopes that other people will too. Guys, today Franny and I are out of ideas and we're lazy now. today we're doing... Sorry guys, I'm joking. Don't worry, we have plenty of ideas left for the podcast. Don't fret. But today, we're taking it easy, and we're doing another installment of Random Thoughts. If you don't know how it works by now, check out all of our other installments of Random Thoughts. But basically, Franny and I have a list for each other of objects. We have no idea what the objects are, and we will name all of the objects, and then we are going to give our thoughts about them. But it's all a bunch of random objects. Like I said, we have no idea what the objects are. We have no idea what the other person has written for us. And we are just going to give whatever thoughts pop into our head about said object. So that's how Random Thoughts works. Let's get started. I have been warned by Franny that her list is chaotic. My list is also chaotic. I was very tired when I wrote it last night, and I don't know what the heck I was thinking, but here we go. All right,
Franny. Mine came from sick-induced chaos.
Sick-induced chaos. Yes, Franny's sick right now, so that's what she means by that. Okay, Franny. I'm just gonna have you go first.
Okay?
So I'm gonna do all of your objects. Okay. All right, so number one is actually kind of normal. But, number one is records.
Oh! I love records. I don't own a record player, but I have a record. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. They're really pretty. I love them. Can my Discord calm down? No. Please stop. Anyway, records are so pretty. I'm using my hands to, like, explain this. They're so pretty. And even though, again, I don't own a record player, I still love looking at said records when I'm at a bookstore or at a record store. Yes, I said bookstore because the bookstores I go to sell records. Yeah. They're just nice to look at. They're really pretty. It does bother me when, because I collect CDs. I might have mentioned that before. I know Alexander knows. But it bothers me sometimes when, like, a CD I want is only on vinyl. And I'm like, what if I want a CD of it? I have to, like, look for it really near and far and wide. And it's there. It exists. I just have to look for it. And I'm like, okay. Could have told me that. Back to my original point. They're very pretty. I have two of them. Yes, I don't have a record player, but I use them for decoration. yeah.
I love that.
They're really pretty.
I actually do have a very old record player.
Oh, cool.
It's my mom's.
Yeah. Good to know. That's good to know. My uncle had one for his, because he had a big, big, massive collection of classical music records, which has since gone away. And he got rid of his record player, and I'm kind of salty because I would have taken it.
Darn it.
So, don't know where it is. Might be in storage, so I'll have to ask him one day, but I know his record collection is gone. It was a very big collection. Anyway, needless to say, love them. They're really pretty, and it's good to know that you have one.
Yes, okay. Number two is yawning. What are your opinions on yawning?
Oh, I do it a lot. Because I'm tired all the time, which we know. You know. Tired besties, stick together. It's funny that you mentioned it, though, because I was watching this YouTuber I watch. I was watching her stream yesterday, and she made a really good point that people don't normally look cute when they're yawning. Only cats do. And I was like, you're so right.
That is very true.
And so do dogs, especially my dog, because when she yawns, her face gets bigger. Like, it kind of, like, engulfs her face. Because she's so small, and it's like, she yawns, and then it's like, oh, your face grew.
I gotcha.
And then there's that, like, weird science thing, which is a thing, where, like, if someone yawns, someone else will yawn, like, 5 minutes later. That's a thing. It happens. It's weird.
Oh, yeah, just talking about yawning just now made me yawn, and I want to yawn again.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that science has been proven.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't yawned today. Maybe I have. No, I probably did. Yeah. Okay.
All right, number three is ring lights.
Oh, those are cool. You have one, I think, right? Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, because you're a professional influencer. Not me.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, you are. We know you are. They're really cool. They kind of freak me out, but they're really cool. Excuse me. I mean, they're kind of what they say they are. They're a ring of light. They serve purpose. They're doing great.
Yes.
Love rings of light. Serving so much purpose. Yeah. I don't personally use one, but I know you use one, and I know other people who do for, like, auditions and stuff. And it works. I don't have an opinion, because I don't have one. But, I mean, I have an opinion, but, like, I don't have, like, a big opinion on them, because I don't have one.
They're just great.
Light my room and, like, lights.
They're honestly cool, great.
Yeah. I'll probably get one, like, one of these, like, eventually one day. Eventually one day, when I, like, have more space. Because, you know, they're useful.
They're very useful. You know, I didn't really think, like, much of them, and then I got one, and I was like, you know what? This really helps the quality of photos to improve, so.
Yeah.
It just makes them a lot clearer. And it's great, like, if you don't have, a good source of natural lighting, perfect. Perfect solution. Okay. So, number four is chestnuts.
I have no opinion on them. No, that's not true.
Silence!
Because I wasn't expecting it at all.
I know, that's why I said this list is insane.
Oh, wow. I've never seen one. I've only seen the emoji.
Same, I think.
Yeah, I know they're pretty big. I want to Google them. I don't remember. I know they're, like, again, pretty, like, massive. I don't know, like, where I'd find one. Like, if you just go to the store and you're like, hey, Brad, do you have, like, a chestnut?
Brad. Brad in the chestnut aisle.
Oh, there's a horse chestnut. Oh, there's actually a chestnut street in San Francisco. And I've been there. Because there's a restaurant there that I know really well. It's like a burger place. But otherwise, don't know where I'd get one. Oh, if you could roast them? Oh, wow. Oh, when they're growing, they're, like, fuzzy. And they must, like, pop out of their fuzzy, like, little shells, like a cocoon.
Yeah, what?
Wow. Water chestnuts. Wow. Wow. Farmhouse roasted chestnuts. How to roast chestnuts in the open fire. Merry Christmas, Google.
Wow.
I'm just having a really good time right now. Yeah, I know nothing about them. They're really pretty. They're kind of shiny looking. They kind of look like shiny rocks. I'm not going to lie. Am I wrong? Like, they look like shiny rocks.
No, you're Wait, right.
Hold
you're
up. Bro, you can buy chestnuts on Etsy.
That's so random. Why would you do that?
They're for $25.
Why would you buy?
Who the...
Why
would you... Who goes on Etsy and is like, yeah, I'm going to buy some chestnuts.
Why would you buy food from Etsy?
I don't know. It's a good question. That's like how people buy food on Amazon. I'm like, what are you doing? Just go to a grocery store.
Yeah, that.
Which I forgot was a thing, and someone mentioned it in a Discord event today. They're like, oh yeah, you can buy food on Amazon. I'm like, that's so weird.
It actually is weird. I mean, like, I get, like, you know, like, junk food or, like, snacks.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. But, like, food? No.
But, like, actual, like,
go to a grocery store. That's
like someone buying eggs on Amazon is just bizarre to me.
Yeah, that's weird. Go to the grocery store. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, really.
Also, like, a nice time. Like, I love the grocery store. It's a really fun place. I don't know why. It just is. Because I used to, well, I know why, but also, like, I used to collect fruit stickers. That's a thing. Not collect them. I just put them on my door. Yeah, I don't know. Haven't done that in a long time, but we know I like stickers, so.
We do know that.
Okay, that went on a really weird tangent about chestnuts, but yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, that was quite the journey.
Good job.
It really was. That was a fun one. Okay. Fun. Number five is bulls, so like a male cow. Or, yeah, a bull.
What is it?
Bulls.
Bulls?
Yeah, the animal.
Oh, the animal. I thought you said bulls. And I was like, what is she saying? Okay.
No. That's why I said male cow. Because
no, I didn't hear you. I thought, I just heard male. And I was like, male person? What is she saying?
Bulls.
you know. Okay, to be totally honest, bulls scare me a lot. Because, like, bullfighting's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's, if you're doing that, good for you. My anxiety could never.
Well, it's a good thing you're not a bull, then.
Yeah. They're cute sometimes, but not all the time. That sounds mean, but they're cute sometimes. They're just, like, scary to look at. Because they can, like, flip you off their back, like, really easily. And I'm like, okay, no.
So, Franny's opinion of bulls is caution.
Yeah. Just caution. Just stay safe.
Stay safe. Practice bull safety.
Yeah. If you ride them, again, good for you. My anxiety could never.
You know, I'm with you on that.
Yeah. And I can't even watch it because it's anxiety-inducing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a movie where someone, like, does it, and I'm like, I can't even watch you. And I know it's a movie, but, like, I can't even watch you.
Or when, like, people ride, like, mechanical bulls.
I did that. I fell off in, like, 5 seconds.
Because
they're so weird. It's, like, uncomfortable. Ugh.
Yeah, I really don't understand the point of a mechanical bull.
You're preaching the choir. I really don't know.
Like, yeah. It's like, real. Why? Just why? Like, no. Anyway. It's like, you know, now that I think about it, it's kind of like, what's the point of a carousel, right? It's like, just ride a real horse.
Okay, see, carousels are cute.
They are cute.
They're cute.
Like, if you think about it, it's like, why do we keep making mechanical versions of animals that exist? Already.
All animals, Alexandra.
What?
What if you want to ride a frog? You can't ride a frog.
Touche.
Yeah. Listen.
You got me, man.
I'm just saying. What if you want to ride a tiger? Can't do that.
Alright. I see what you mean. I see what you mean.
Because, like, you can ride elephants. I love elephants. Oh my god, that's I went to the zoo last week, and the elephants weren't there, and I was, like, really heartbroken.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, it's okay. Like, we went up to the zookeeper and we're like, oh, like, are the elephants this way? And the woman was like, oh, the elephants are, like, closed today. And I was like, what? And she's like, it's okay, they'll be back. I'm like, okay.
Where did they go?
Like, I wanted to see the babies. Oh, it's man. Fine, I'll go back. It's okay. It's local, so. It's the one I told you about on last Friday.
Right.
I did get to see the giraffes, which was, like, the best. I love them. I love giraffes. Yeah, there was one, like, off to the side, and I was like, why is it not in the squad?
Didn't want to be part of the gang.
It just looked really bored. I was like, you know, me too.
That's me as a giraffe.
Yeah, literally.
I stand away from everyone.
This is the last thing I'll say, and then I'll do my list. Like, they're, like, all three of them at one point were, like, wiggling their ears at the same time. Oh my god, it was so cute. Animals are so cute, dude. Like, they're awesome.
They really are. Oh my god. But I think maybe we should establish a rule.
Yeah.
As a society, to stop making mechanical versions of animals that we can ride.
Yes.
So, carousels can still be a thing, but maybe let's do away with the horses.
Yeah. I've only ridden a horse once, and it was at some Girl Scout thing. And I'd do it again. Like, it was a nice experience. I was, like, terrified the whole time, but, like, it was a nice experience. But you should have a theme park, and you should have a carousel of unicorns.
Absolutely.
That would be, ooh, your theme park would be fun. It would be, like, pink and sparkly and glitter. Ooh. Okay. I'm going there. I'm getting an admission ticket right now. Okay. Do you want me to do my list?
Well, yes, I would like you to do your list, but I have two more things for you.
Oh! Okay.
So, hold on to your horses.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Anyway.
It's fine. I deserved it.
Number six is Headless Horseman.
Oh, no. no. That's nightmare fuel. There's, like, a book of that. It's nightmare fuel. It's just not okay. Like, someone really thought that was a thing, and I was like, who do you think you are? That's not a good idea. Like, that's, and it was, like, made for kids. It was, like, a kid's book. I'm like, what kid is gonna read this and be like, yeah, I like that. No.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that
there,
one.
No, it's a Disney movie too. Like, it's scary. Oh, no.
I really don't understand
Like, who thought that was okay?
Yeah. It's like, where did that even come from?
Like, where in the depths of your brain were you like, oh, I'm going to make a guy ride a horse without a head? Like, where in your brain? Where in your subconscious did that come from? I want to know. I need a psych evaluation right now.
Yeah.
Like, where did that come from? Was it, like, a nightmare? Because, like, that makes sense.
I guess.
But, like, if it just came into your head, I'm really confused. And I'm a little worried. I have some questions. I have some questions about your upbringing and who raised you. Because if they raised you to believe that was real, no. I have some questions, like, really immediate questions.
I love this very, like...
I'm such a, like... Yeah. No, like...
I love it. I love this aggressive blunt.
Like, can you tell I'm the daughter of a teacher? Like, it's coming out.
Like, I mean, girl, like, I'm not the daughter of a teacher, but I'm right there with you. I feel it. I feel it.
Yeah. You feel it? I'm glad.
Yeah, it's a no for me, dog.
Okay. It's a no for me, homie.
All right, number 7 is probably the weirdest one on this list. It's monkeys with symbols.
Oh, like the one in Toy Story 3? Ew! Oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Dude, that just, like, sent a thing up my spine. Ew. Oh, no. Because I like monkeys. They're so cute, but not those kinds.
I mean, they're probably, like, a more accurate representation of how monkeys really are.
Yeah, because monkeys are really loud.
They're very aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, people think they're cute, and they can be, but they're very aggressive. They're an aggressive animal.
Yeah, they're an aggressive little breed.
They really are.
I saw ones at the zoo last week that were squirrel monkeys, and they were so small I wanted to take all of them home.
A squirrel monkey?
Yeah, please look it up. It's so cute.
Okay.
No, Google it right now. You're going to have, like, a conniption. They're so cute. I'm Googling them again.
I'm Googling it. Hang on.
Oh my god, for sale? No. No. Don't do that.
On today's episode, Franny buys a squirrel monkey. Oh my gosh, they are really cute, wait.
Aren't they so cute? Dude, they're so small, and I love all of them.
Oh, this one, he looks like he wants to kill me, but I'll let it go. Oh, dude, this one's little, cute.
They're little ears! I love the... Oh my god. Wait, it helped a veteran deal with its PTSD? That's so cute!
Aww.
Why is that cute? That's wholesome.
Okay, normally I think monkeys are really ugly, I'm not gonna lie, but these are probably one of the cuter species.
They're just really cute, and I just want to take them home. All of them. There were, like, 4.
They're actually cute. I'm not disappointed by this.
I'm so glad. I didn't even know they existed until I went, and I was like, holy crap, these are cute.
Perfect. Alright, well, that's my list. I agree with you, though, that monkeys with symbols are really creepy.
They're nightmare fuel, dude.
Yeah, they're awful. Like, I had to, like, Google it, because I couldn't remember how to spell, like, symbols, because it's not, you know, like...
Not a word you use every day.
No, and it's not, like, the word symbol that starts with an S. It's spelled differently, obviously.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
When I Googled it, I was like, oh my gosh, these things are awful.
Yeah, I just think of the one from Toy Story 3. I'm going to send you a picture of it after we record. It's creepy. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
And I think it was only in Toy Story 3.
I think so, yeah.
Because I don't... Oh, it has a name? Ew.
I still can't believe they're making a fifth one. Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
The sigh.
Yeah.
The sigh.
Yeah, I thought we were done.
That says it all, ladies and gentlemen.
Like, I love the story. Don't get me wrong. I love Tom Hanks. He's my favorite person in the world. He's a national treasure. He knows it. But what?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's living with Bo Peep. Let him live.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. So, your list.
Why'd you sound so sad?
I'm sorry.
It sounded so sad on my end.
I'm so sorry. I'm just so tired right now.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll go through it quick. So I have 7 like you do.
Okay.
So the first one is piano keys.
Huh.
Yeah.
My grandma had a piano. Actually, she still has a piano. And I remember, like, I would just, when I went to her house when I was younger, I would just, like, run my fingers across the piano and just, like, smash all the keys at once.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Oh, it's so fun.
They're fun. Pianos are great. Piano keys are cool. There's, like, clothing I've seen that has, like, piano keys, like, as a pattern on them. Which is interesting. Yeah, I mean, the piano is a beautiful instrument, so I have nothing but good things to say about piano keys.
Glad we agree. They're so pretty.
They're really pretty. Like, the black and white aesthetic is great. So,
and like you said, pianos are just really pretty.
They really are.
Okay, next thing is wrapping paper.
Wrapping paper. I have gripes with wrapping paper because it's very beautiful. Love to look at it. However, my gripe is more of a personal gripe.
Okay.
I mean, as most gripes are, they're usually personal. So I don't know why I said that. But my problem is that I'm very bad at using it. Yeah. I've never mastered the art of gift wrapping. Have I tried it recently? No. I might be really good at it now that I'm older, but when I was younger, tried it, gave up, could never get it right. That's why I just was like, no, we're throwing things in a gift bag with tissue paper because it's easier. And I've been doing that for years. I've never looked back. Should I maybe attempt gift wrapping again? Perhaps. Will I? Time will tell. Probably not, because again, gift bags and tissue paper are so much easier. And it gets the job done. And the tissue paper, you know, acts as the element of surprise because it conceals the gift. So you're good. What really is the point of wrapping paper? To make things look pretty? Sure. But that's what a gift bag's for. So relax.
That was really deep. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, some of the things that come out of my brain.
Oh, same.
Oh, wow. Today's been a day, man. Today has been a day. Okay, next
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesday's my dude. Next thing is yarn.
Yarn. Ooh. I love looking at yarn in craft stores. Like, and just seeing, like, a whole aisle of, like, yarn and, like, you know, like, the whole rainbow order of it. It's just so, like, aesthetically pleasing. I've never, like, really done a ton of crafting with yarn. I've done, like, a little bit. But yarn is great. I mean, you can use it for so many things. You know, crocheting. I mean, it's awesome. I wish I knew how to crochet. I don't. But there's still time for me to learn.
One day.
Probably not.
We both will. We'll see.
We'll see. But yeah, I mean, yarn is just like really awesome, colorful string. Exactly. Why use regular string when you can use yarn? That's the motto of the day.
Yeah.
It is fuzzy.
It's pretty. Okay. Next thing is kind of artistic as well. Beads.
Ooh. I love beads. Actually, it's really funny. I used to make, like, friendship bracelets when I was younger.
Oh.
And sometimes I still do. But, like, I had a bunch of embroidery thread, which is what I would use to make the friendship bracelets. And then, like, I bought a ton of beads from Michaels. And I still have them because I haven't used all of them. But I love looking at all the different beads at Michael's, like, because there's just so many,
right?
And they come in all these different shapes and colors, and like, they're just so pretty to look at, and it's just such a nice, like, comforting feeling when you just look at a bunch of pretty beads. I just feel at peace looking at shiny, sparkly, round, colorful beads. I just do.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. And I have so many in my collection. Like, I have ones for every color of the rainbow, pretty much. I don't know if I have orange in there. I can't remember if I do. But regardless, I have way too many beads and I don't know what to do with them. So, if any of you need beads, hit me up.
I do. No. You know, we all need beads.
Yeah.
One way or another, we all need beads. Okay. Next item is a camper van.
A camper van.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think camper vans are really cool. I kind of, like, always wanted a big van that I could just, like, you know, like, live in and like, park anywhere. Like, I think that's a really cool concept.
Nice.
I love when people, like, make them super custom. Like, there's this one person who I follow on Instagram. And, like, their camper or, you know, their mobile home, whatever you want to call it, is, like, all pink on the inside. Like, nice. It's, like, Barbie themed.
Oh, cute.
And I think that's sick, and I love it. If I could have something like that in my life, that'd be really great. If I was going to have a camper, I would definitely make it all pink for sure.
That's the vibe.
Yeah, that's the vibe. I think they're really cool. I think they're really useful. I mean, like, it's really cool to have a home on wheels, basically, that you can take anywhere. Like, it's super convenient and awesome. Yeah, I think they're cool. I've never been in one. But I've seen them. So yeah. They're great. They get a 10 out of 10 from me.
I'm glad. Sorry, I was looking at my list. Okay, my next item is glue sticks.
Glue sticks.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about glue sticks, right? Like, I think the concept of them or the idea of them is, like, really great, right? But yeah. Don't really, like, have the greatest adhesion power.
Yeah.
Like, it might be good for, like, gluing, like, two pieces of printer paper together because those are, like, relatively thin. They don't need a lot to stick together because they're not, like, super thick or heavy. But don't use glue sticks for, like, really, like, thick, heavy paper. Don't use it for, like, thick, heavy paper. Don't use it for heavy objects because it's not going to hold. Like, it doesn't have good lasting power. I think it's meant to be, like, a quick, temporary sort of fix, excuse me. It's not really meant for, like, you know, heavy-duty stuff. Like, don't use a glue stick to, like, glue your shoe back together, because that ain't gonna work.
No.
And recently, I've seen that they've come out with, like, scented ones.
Oh.
I don't really understand why you would want to encourage kids to smell glue.
Yeah.
Like, and some of them I think have, like, glitter in them. And I'm just like, but why, though? Because, like, if you're gluing something together, you're not going to see the glue. So why would there need like, why would you feel the need to put glitter in it? Like, what is the need for that? There isn't any. Like, I love glitter as much as the next gal. But, like, if you're not going to see the glue, then what's the point? Because, like, most people don't use, like, glue sticks as like, a topper. It's, like, something decorative. It's not, like, glitter glue. Like, that's different, right? Because that's usually very opaque and has, like, big chunks of glitter in it, and people will use it to decorate, right? Like, you can't really use a glue stick to do that.
Because you're not going to see it, exactly.
Yeah, because you're not going to see it. And, like, a lot of times it dries clear, right? And, you know, when you're spreading it, it comes out in, like, these thick stripes. So, like, you can't be precise with it and make, like, cute little decorations. Like, it's just, like, I don't get it. And I definitely don't understand the need to make them scented, because why? It's just, like, a stupid marketing gimmick. It's like, okay, it smells like s'mores, but who needs that? Why would you need your glue to smell good? Like I said, shouldn't be encouraging kids to sniff glue. That's all I have to say. End of story there.
This isn't glue sticks, but I once saw glue in the dark. Glue in the dark?
Glue in the dark. Were you scared, Franny? Were you scared of the glue?
Yeah, glue in the dark. Glow in the dark glue. And I was very confused.
Yeah, see, again, why? Like, what is the need for that? Like, who sat down and was like, you know what the glue market needs? Glow in the dark glue. Like,
no.
What niche is that filling?
I don't know.
What desire is that filling? Like, I don't understand why anyone would want a glow in the dark glue stick.
Glue in the dark, but yeah.
Glue in the dark, excuse me, sorry. You know what? They should really rebrand it to say that.
Thank you. I agree.
I mean, I can understand if it was, like, maybe, like, glow-in-the-dark glitter glue. Like, that might be kind of cool. Because, like, in the daylight, it would obviously just be regular glitter glue. But then at night, it would glow. Like, that's kind of cool. But, like, a glow-in-the-dark glue stick?
I don't know.
Why? Why? It serves no purpose, really. But, okay, I guess, do you? Yeah, those are my thoughts about glue sticks.
Okay, last thing is actually an animal. Whales.
Oh, whales are great.
We love whales.
If you don't know how to speak whale, you can learn from Dory.
Exactly.
They're very big. It's funny because I was watching the episode of Seinfeld today where Jerry tells this woman that he went to college with that George is a marine biologist, and he's lying, obviously.
Oh my god, I love that episode so much.
It's hilarious. And, you know, he's telling the woman, yeah, you know, like, George is working with whales, and he's trying to lower the cholesterol. He's trying to lower the cholesterol of whales. And as George says, whales are the biggest mammal, but they don't have to be. And that just killed me. I'm like, that line is so dumb, but it's so funny.
That whole episode is just full of great moments.
It totally is, but you saying whales just, like, made me think of that, because we just watched it tonight, and it's just hilarious.
Later now.
You should, but whales are great. They're super cool. Just the concept of a whale is just so fascinating. Everything from, like, their teeth to the way they eat to the way they jump out of the water. They're just really cool creatures. And I have a soft spot for sea creatures because I love the ocean. So, yeah, whales are dope.
We love whales.
Yeah, I love all kinds of whales. I think they're really awesome.
Big fan.
My favorite is narwhals, but I don't know if narwhals are technically whales.
I love narwhals.
I love narwhals. Some people don't think that they're real, and I'm like, no, they're a real thing.
They're definitely real. You just haven't seen one. They're not.
Oh yeah, narwhals are a type of whale. Okay.
Oh, awesome! That's great.
Yeah, but I love narwhals, and I think they're amazing. I really do. So yeah, those are all my thoughts about everything that Franny had for me. Okay, we're tired. This was fun.
Yeah, it's okay.
Today's been a long day. I'm sorry. I've been up since 6 in the morning. So I'm like, no, 5 in the morning. So I'm quite tired. And it's 10 o'clock my time, so.
No, you should go to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm your host, Alexandra Lagos.
And I'm Franny Burian.
And we'll see you guys in 2 Saturdays.
For the next episode of Only We Can.
Peace out, podcast pals.
Bye.
Bye, guys.